Hey, it's Sam Alai here, founder of My Legal Academy, where we help lawyers scale and automate their law firms so they could sign up more clients and reclaim their precious time. If you're looking to grow your practice while working less, click the link in the show notes to book a free call to discover a radically different way to grow your law firm. Enjoy the episode. All right, welcome to part two of the Productivity Hack series. Now you set up your environment and started delegating smarter. Now let's talk about execution. In this episode, I'm breaking down the exact get shit done framework I use every day. I'm talking about how to block distractions, how I use my calendar like a weapon, and how to make sure stuff actually gets done. No more loose ends and no more overwhelm. These are the same systems me and my teams implement inside My Legal Academy, and they're helping lawyers take back their time and scale up without the stress. Let's get into it. Let's go to hack number three and probably the most impactful one. I mean, the other two have been good, but this is really good too. It's the get shit done framework. Oh yeah. So yeah, let me answer Joe's question. Just for clarification, how is Loom better than Zoom Clips? I was contemplating, I did try out Zoom Clips. It wasn't as intuitive and it wasn't as simple as Loom. Loom was just like, it's sitting right in my desktop. It's right there. It has the AI feature, which already creates the headline and description. So I basically stopped using Zoom Clips and I use Loom. And then also, I know a lot of people try to create these videos with Zoom. I don't recommend that because you get the recording. Sometimes I do that. If I'm training somebody on Zoom, I get the recording and then I upload that to Loom. So I use that as the backend kind of upload place to store my SOPs. So yeah, you could do that too. All right, let's go to hack number three, the get shit done framework. It's very simple, okay? If you're trying to get anything done, this is the framework. As easy as this, and I had to think deep about this and meditate on this. This is ultimately what it comes down to. Number one, and you have to stick to this. This is like, for me, this is my secret recipe, by the way. I came up with this. I think it's genius. I think you should use it too. So number one is to write out a clear, actionable plan. Write out a clear, actionable plan. It starts off with you writing it down. I know how I came up with this. Just this past, earlier in this week, my friends were over checking out the new car that I just got. And we're just talking about how do we get stuff done? And a couple of my friends were kind of struggling with getting to the next level. And I started kind of sharing my recipe for how I get done. And I said, every time you're trying to get something done, the recipe, the part that everybody misses is writing it down. Before you get started, before you do it, you need to have it written down in a written format on a pen and paper, or at least typed out. It's crucial. You need to write down your plan before you do it. Crucial. I cannot stress this enough, okay? Write out a clear, actionable plan. Actionable and clear. Number two, a lot of people miss this, with a deadline for each step. Each step that needs to get done needs to have a clear timeline. When am I going to accomplish this by? Okay. Plan with the deadline. Number three, that can be accomplished in 1 to 3 days. Not this week, not this month, not this quarter, not this year, in the next, in either that day or within the next 3 days. This is the part of urgency. I had this whole talk with my friends. A lot of people want to get shit done, but they don't have the urgency. Okay. Your plan needs to be accomplished in the next day to 3 days. If your plan cannot be accomplished in the next 1 to 3 days, then it means your plan is not an actionable plan. It's just a dream plan. Okay. The plan is only for that day, what you can accomplish that day and the next 3 days. So you kind of simplify it. You kind of go straight to the shortcuts. Be very resourceful. If I had to get this done in the next 3 days, how would I do this? When you start thinking like that, your time horizon changes. It's kind of like Parkinson's law kind of kicks in. However much time you have is however long it takes. I always have this huge back and forth with our team. This needs to get done. This needs to get done. And my mindset is, when I say that, is like that day. And then I get reports back. Oh, we're planning on doing this month. I'm like, what are you talking about? This could have been done today. If I would have just done it myself, I would have got this done today. It's that urgency to get it done. Sorry for the rants. I just like feel really passionate about this. Number four is that you delegate. None of these tasks should be done by yourself. Ideally, it should be delegated. Okay. You can't be the one doing it. At least not all of it. You need to delegate or hire for it. If you don't have the people, then you need to hire. There's a whole hiring process for that. These are all part of the frameworks, are part of our program. First, make sure that your setups and your hiring is good before we even get to client generation. Okay. Ideally, these are things that you delegate for other people to get done for you. And your job is just make sure to hold your team accountable to make sure it gets done by the deadline. It's very simple. Again, I'm going to repeat this over and over. I'm sorry to be a little bit overly annoying about this, but I think it's very important and valuable. Also, I'm going to be driving this on. The get shit done framework is, number one, you need to put it down on paper with a clear, actionable plan. Number two, every step needs to have a clear deadline, clear date and time that you're going to accomplish that. Number three, it needs to be done in the next day to 3 days max. Shorten that time horizon. Number four, ask, look around, who in my team can help me with this? If you find yourself like, I don't have any people to help me do this, then that's a sign that you need people. At the very least, VAs, virtual assistants, were a lot more inexpensive, a lot less risky that you can hire for very specialized roles. And anytime we have technical stuff, we try to go to the technical people. Every time we have an email issue, whatever, you go to that kind of person. Anytime you need a copywriting, when you go for that person, then we delegate. And your role is to make sure that this gets done by the deadline. Here's a good part. I have this that I could share with you that it could be printed out. Go to the link in the chat that I just shared with you. There's really no excuses for this. Go ahead and print this and put this on your wall. It's the get shit done framework. It's going to be plastered on your wall. Anytime you're stuck and you can't get stuff done, start with number one, write it out. Number two, write out a deadline for each step. Number three, make sure that it can be accomplished in the next 1 to 3 days. Number four, try to delegate it out. Number five, hold the person or the contractor or your team member accountable to make sure it gets done by deadline. Give me a hell yeah in the chat. If you're on, this really is a secret to just getting shit done. Good.
That's right.
GSD. There we go. Get shit done. And again, it starts with you. And also, hopefully it will come down to your team to follow the same framework. Struggling? Follow the GSD. All right? Can't get something done? Use the GSD framework. Now that hopefully it's printed and going to be placed on your wall, you don't have to worry about forgetting this. All right? So this is all about embracing productivity. Because why? Because done is better than perfect, right? Done is better than perfect. People who have been, I've been saying this for the past 4.5 years, it's been a while that I've said it. Done is better than perfect. So we want to shift from planning to action by adopting the three hacks that I shared with you. Hopefully they're, again, stuck in your head. Make sure my office environment is good, optimized, and happy. I'm going to try to loom all day long. And third, I'm going to use the GSD framework to transition from a task-oriented to a more of a result-oriented kind of person. We also want to create a firm culture. This goes beyond you. Build a workplace that values efficiency, clear communication, and emotional well-being and happiness to enhance the productivity and employee satisfaction. Obviously, this comes within the person has to get shit done for this to obviously stick. But if you stick to it, then hopefully your team will also catch on to it. And also requires continuous improvement. It's not one of those things that you just do it once and that's it. No, this is one of those continuous improvements. Regularly measure the effects of these implementations, focusing on how you know is when when your time goes to more high value tasks and you see that improvement, and not just in your job satisfaction, when your team's job satisfaction, but also your happiness. Just literally this week, I calculated my hourly rates from 2023. I have a new mindset shift going forward, completely new. So you need to know what your value of your time is, and you need to, again, be smart, be clear with your vision, and try to get your team onto that as well. So this has been an eye-opening experience, but we've been doing this for 4.5 years, but I realize there's a big gapping hole in the market. Huge, the biggest one. And it's the problem that a lot of people have a hard time implementing. I could share with these things all day long, but it doesn't mean anything until it's implemented. Because vision sets the direction, knowledge fuels the confidence, but ultimately it's the implementation that helps cross the finish line. If you don't have time to implement any things that I share with you, or things that comes to you when it comes to your law firm growing and getting more clients and automation, no problem. If you're kind of overwhelmed by the learning curve, this is all great, but how am I going to try to set these things up? No problem. Don't know where to start. That shouldn't be a problem. Need custom solutions? No problem. You don't know how to keep up with the trends. And this is something that we stay on top of. We are the best at staying on top of trends. I'm a super early pioneer when it comes to a lot of this stuff, technology, marketing, automations, AI. It passes off to our team. And if you're worrying about managing everything yourself, no problem. And if you feel like you're not technical enough, that's no problem because we got you covered. Again, our program is to help you implement all these things. To help you, the goal is to 2x your law firm in just 1 year. 2x and beyond. 2x is just the minimum. And our success formula comes down to, again, our law firm implementers were trained and they're experts in their own specialized vertical when it comes to very specific parts. And I'll share with you what those parts are in a second. When it comes to growth and automation, they follow our recipes, our SOPs, essentially. We really try to hone in on that accountability, checking in, that personalized support, and again, to drive that ROI. We would not be doing this for long if we didn't know what we were doing. And ultimately, we're all after one thing, which is consistent, predictable, and happy growth. Okay? Predictability is huge. What do we offer implementation support on? Okay. Every single one of these we do. We focus on lead generation to help you generate more qualified leads using paid ads. We're really good at Facebook ads. We try to do that for you. For Google ads and Google SEO, if you don't have that, we help you get that set up. And if those things don't work for you for whatever reason, then we help you with this whole system of organic marketing. But for the most part, I think everybody, as long as there's some requirements that you need to hit, if you hit those requirements that we basically qualify you on our first call, then usually you'll have to do run Facebook ads as well or other paid ads. Also, we tackle lead management and conversion. It helps you turn those leads into clients. Generating leads is relatively quote unquote easy. It's that turning them into clients that's a little bit trickier. That we're really good at that. I have a really good experience with that because that's what I do all day long. Go from tens of thousands of leads that we got to sign up clients from. So we're spending a lot of money to be able to, we have a lot of reasons to be able to learn how these things work. We set up a CRM for you. We don't have a CRM. We basically have a white labeled CRM that is made for law firms with all the automations and everything on the back end already built for you with all the support team to help you set that up. We also help you optimize your intake. This might be something that we're really good at with Kevin Kim, who's leading this charge, who's really good at this, to help you hire intakers to sign up clients for you. You should not be the one signing up clients. It's not sustainable. Also, we empower leadership. We tap into you, your management skills, just like how we did today, to your skills. Strategic planning. Sometimes I get involved with that. My team says, hey, this lawyer is trying to figure out how to focus on a practice type or how to do this. And I come in, try to give that strategic advice based on things that I'm currently doing. Gonna go on multi-state, national, the very strategic stuff. And we do quarterly financial planning, which is 100% ROI-based. And as I always share, inaction is costly and it matters a lot to get in early, take decisive action and secure the competitive advantage. I'm a huge bull on things that I'm very confident in, like some certain things that I want to say. I don't want to instigate anything. But what we're doing is we're offering an exclusive one-time offer, again, only for the first 15 lawyers who need help implementing to build a high-growth, high ROI law firm in the next 12 months. And on top of that, we are offering a 100% free law firm marketing audit with also in your intake. We analyze what is going on when it comes to your client generation. It's crazy. A lot of people have a huge hole when it comes to this department, dropping a lot of leads, dropping a lot of clients just because you don't have a good system on your hand. And I will be doing an exclusive continuation of productivity. We could go a lot deeper and I have 7 more at least. I think if you have enough people stick around, I'll try to share a couple of those, but I'll do an exclusive workshop for those people. Again, we'll help you implement all these things. I don't want to thing you with it, but all you have to do is scan this to secure your spot. I'll put the link in the chat. Here's the link and copy and paste it into the chat. Take a moment. You have nothing to lose. At least talk to our team. The ROI is there by far. Again, the recipe is there. The support is there. The value is there. The only factor is you. That is the only defining factor. If you're willing to have the best year of your life, you will have the best year of your life by joining our program. As simple as that. Because we are committed. Our team is committed. We've been doing this for long enough to know what we're doing. Amazingly, and for those people that joined, just have in mind that it takes at least 6 to 12 months. Growth happens. Growth takes time. Also, your results lag your actions. So we just focus on the action. If you're just focused on the action, you look back after 12 months, you'll be pleasantly happy. The fee, Sarah, all you have to do, we don't try to talk about that because we first want to make sure you're a good fit. A lot of times we have to decline people. We have a framework. We know what scales and what automates. So we want to make sure that you can scale and automate before we even give you the details. Our team has a formula for that. We have like kind of requirements. You have to make sure at least you check off at least three of those things to make sure we can help you. If not, we say, hey, sorry, we don't think this will scale or we don't think we could automate this. Amazing, Amanda. Amazing. So yeah, please take a moment. Again, I'll share with you the link in the chat. Nothing to lose, just book a call. And I'll stick around for Q&A. And we still have 100 lawyers here, which is amazing. I'll stick around, answer any questions you may have. I may also start sharing my other productivity hacks and things that I have it on my screen right here. I have at least 7 more. I appreciate it, Ariel. Thanks for joining. All right. So the list of tools, right? Thank you, Iman, for reminding me. If you're in Lawyer Club, it's in Lawyer Club. So if you're in Lawyer Club, again, go into Lawyer Club. Make sure to join on the right here. There should be a button to join. If you click on Classroom, you will find the optimized law firm setup. And you will find, took me some time to put this together, it's the optimized law firm setup, categorized. I didn't try to give you 16 different options. These are all options that I've vetted over the last, God knows, 10 years. These are, I think, are the best of the best. And I tried to give a variety of prices if it makes sense. But every single one of these are kind of, I know first either firsthand or based on reviews that these are all good. And I try to narrow it down again, try not to overwhelm you guys, you know. And then also some people give me feedback later. Hey, Sam, you forgot about this one. Like there was one for the charger. I'm going to go in and add that. If there's a good computer that people love, let me know in the community. I always do that. I always go back and update it. It's all in here for you. The monitors, the microphones, the cameras, ideally. It should be internal. If not, these are external. Chairs, lighting, including the ring light that I mentioned to you. Everything should have. We also got a VA to go add the videos and descriptions for it with the price and with the link. So it should all be clear for you. Internet, see if you're click on these whether and see whether these internets are available on your in your city. Mouses, including the one that I ended up with. I think it was a Microsoft one. I believe it was this one. Yeah. What else? Printer. I love Brother printers. The scan snap that everybody loves. Standing desk. My standing desk, which is very inexpensive. If you go to this one, it's just like $300. It's amazing for standing desk. What else? Controller. This is the Stream Deck, which we could potentially talk about. I'm contemplating talking about the Stream Deck, but I don't want to overwhelm people with that. That's a little bit beyond what people need at this point. Keyboard, headphones. I have 3 Apple AirPods Pro that I love. Yeah. All you have to do is go to our community, which is again this community, and if you click on classroom, you'll find it. Also from our last training, Best AI Tools. Actually, let me rename this to new, and this one is no longer new. This is the last one we did, Best AI Tools. That's still here for you. Nobody has a more comprehensive list of AI tools saved here. They categorized here for you, alphabetical order. GPT agents, I think that one is saved for our growth track members. ChatGPT mastery, everything you can possibly think about mastering intake and conversion, creating SOPs, building your intake team, YouTube, Facebook ads, Zapier, hiring, intake, estate planning, automate your practice workflows, Bitcoin, maximizing credit cards, tax essentials, and to some of our older videos with ClickFunnels and VideoFunnels, things like that. It's all here for you. So yeah, feel free to join our community and get it there. Catherine asks, let me just jump on camera. The question Catherine asked, how often should we replace our computers? My partner says max 2 years, every 2 years. I think as soon as you notice that it's not as fast as you think, then I think it's time. For me, my head is always like between 3 to 4 years is always a good timeline, but depends on what computer you have. If you get the M1 chip computer, then that lasts longer. So far, it's like the speed. I got it 2.5 years ago. Here, I'm going to share my screen. It was in 2021, so 3 years ago, and it's still doing really well. So I have no plans on updating this in the next year or two. So yeah, so as long as it's fast for you, that's all it is. What else? Leon says, do you recommend a separate cell phone for work-related calls and emails accounts? I've been on the fence whether this will help me focus during work hours and disconnect afterwards. If you've been contemplating, Leon, the answer is probably yes. So yeah, go for it. Try it out. Try it out for at least for 60 days. I have a feeling since you've been thinking about it, and just from your question, I could tell that it probably will be worthwhile for you to try it out. So yes, do it. Yeah. And John says you can use an app that gives you a different number. But yeah, ideally your clients and your prospects should not have access to your phone number. That's a sure way recipe of going crazy. It's not sustainable. So try to create, what's the word for it? Yeah. I forgot the word. I'm sure somebody will tell me. Create boundaries, barriers. Thank you, Jack. Barriers between you and your systems and your clients and things like that. Boundaries. Yeah. Thank you, Nicole. Silos. And look at that. 3 different synonyms for the same thing. Nice. Amos says, which M-chip would you recommend for iMac? Any of them. They released the start with the M1 and then now it's M3. So if you go to the classroom, the MacBook Pro right now, there are M3 chips, and then the Mac minis, which are really good too. By the way, if you're on a desktop, this is like a smaller computer that just connects to your monitor. These are right now updated to M2 chips, and even M1 chips of these you could get for like $300, $400 on eBay. They're really good, but that's what we usually get for our team. M1 chips, Mac minis. How much SSD storage? Good question, Marty. Good question. What I have, I believe, is 2 terabytes, I believe. I have 2 terabytes. I think default minimum 1 terabyte, Marty, will be good. Minimum 1. For me, and it's also about how much are you looking to protect yourself? Because it's not just about how much fall you have now. It's about how much your capacity will be in 3 to 4 years. So you always have to think ahead. And I remember when I was younger, I always had this issue. I would upgrade my memory chip. Those memory sticks, I don't know if any of you back in the day, I'm sure Mike Smith remembers this. I remember upgrading my memory chip for my computer to in like 64 megabytes. And then that was good for like 6 months. And I would update it to 128, then 256, then 256, then 2512s. And it just continued to do that. I'm like, why am I doing that? I should just get the best one, not to buy 16 six times. So yeah, just better to just bite the bullet one time than do it halfway and then regret it 3 years later. Yeah. And Andrew says, beauty of online storage. Yeah. That's the worst comes to worst these days, like Google Drive and Dropbox, usually it's stored on your online, but I like having quick, fast access. I like having the raw files natively on my computer, and it's usually stored right here. I have my folders right here. Bam. I'm able to quickly access it on my computer without relying on the browser of Google Drive. Nice. And yes, Angela gave the link. Thank you for doing that, Angelo. Again, you have nothing to lose. And the program is much different than what it was before. Again, we start off with LegalFunnel. The focus was on funnels and click funnels and things like that, because at the time I thought this is the game changer. And it was a game changer at the time. Anybody who set up just a funnel for the law firm, you got a 2 or 3 head start on generating a lot of clients. Then I realized, wait, there's more to it than that. There's also hiring. There's also systems. There's also CRMs. There's the numbers and KPIs, things like that. So we changed the program to My Legal Academy. And then we realized, wait, it's not just about information. We need to also focus on the implementation. So My Legal Academy became the branch on the back end to help with law firm growth implementation. And then we also at the same time released Lawyer Club, which is the front end information and resource hub for free for lawyers. So Zoli asked me a direct question. Do you happen to have any recommendations for helping foreign workers, Latin American, with unreliable internet or power? The only thing I could think about, Zoli, is to ask them to go look up to see if there's any office hubs at their office. So maybe the internet at their house could be bad, but there are, I'm sure, workstations or work hubs or office hubs in their city that could have better computers, better internet access. So tell them to do some research, go find out the prices. Might be worthwhile for you or your law firm to just pay for that. What else? Okay, I'll share a couple of more since you guys are here. The loyal fans, I always want to give something extra. Again, I always have a big dilemma. How much do I share? I don't want to share too much. I don't want to overwhelm you. So I have that in mind. So this is now we're going off tangent a little bit more if you want more. So other productivity. If I could create a longer list, this would be it. Number 4 is Todoist with Google Calendar. Todoist with Google Calendar. Todoist is basically just a task manager. Unfortunately, I can't show it right now because I have some private information under. But Todoist, let me see if I can show a screenshot of it. It's basically, task manager. I live and breathe. I live on my Todoist. This is how I'm able to keep track of everything. Oh, not that. Actually, that wasn't mine. That looks like mine. Yeah, actually, no. This is how I'm able to keep track of everything. And basically, I have Todoist on my phone. As things come to me or things I need to get done, I put it on my phone. And then when I get to my computer, I always look to see how can I delegate this out. And it really does follow the GSD formula. And again, let me go to the GSD formula. So I basically write out essentially the things that need to get done. I use Todoist for that. Todoist automatically has a deadline attached to it, whether it be that day or whether it's something that I need to try to do in a specific day. I want to make sure it's something that's actionable that I can do right then and then. I always ask myself, can this be delegated? Do I have somebody on my team who can do this? Or is it something that I could automate? Or does this even need to get done? I always try to ask myself that internally in my head. Or last step, do I have to do this? And usually I try not to be the one doing this. And then sort of try to make sure that we hold whoever's in charge accountable to get this done. So this is kind of how I do it. And I use my Google Calendar, make sure my days are optimized. My week is optimized. I always try to do that review on Sundays. I spend a lot of time on weekends to work, and I try to work on these high value stuff so I know with clarity what my week looks like, cancel stuff, move stuff around, clear stuff out. So it's kind of like using a combination of Todoist and Google Calendar to have an optimized day, week, month, quarter, basically. That's number 4. Number 5 is Gmail filters and Gmail rules. Gmail filters and Gmail rules. This is discussed in detail in our first initial program, LegalFunnel. There's a whole module dedicated to this. If you go to here, and I think it's saved for, I have to find it. Yeah, it's basically for any of my past LegalFunnel members. Basically, I'll try to find it if anybody wants this. It's a system for automating your emails, your email inbox. It's by creating a structure for your emails, by creating Gmail labels, and then using Gmail filters, which is automatically, depending on where the email is coming from, or if the email mentions certain words, automatically it's categorized. And then having specialized people on your team who are in charge of those potential labels. This is how I'm able to not answer 95 to 98% of my emails. It works like a charm. I'm still using it to this day. I rarely check my emails, maybe most once a day, sometimes once every couple of days. So that is a great framework. I don't want to bring it up because I know email is something very sensitive and a lot of people do it. So I don't want to stir things up. Other thing, Raycast. Again, I'm just mentioning it, but I don't want to go in too deep, but there's a program called Raycast, which is basically, it's a Mac program. It's a really quick way to launch things just from your computer. Okay. And I could create shortcuts out of this. So just say I create a command for when I write play.
Andres.
I could play music. I could launch different stuff, set up different automations with just little shortcuts. Basically, instead of using your mouse, I'm able to do different things. A lot of different things. I could search Amazon from this. Different things. Yeah. So Raycast, if you're on a Mac, look into it. It takes some time. It's a relatively steep learning curve, but it's a game changer if you're trying to be very efficient with your time. Raycast. Number 7 is Stream Deck. I'm debating also talking about this, but I don't want to overwhelm people. It's an automation. This is really cool, actually, for the people who set it up. It's an automation tool. It's a physical kind of keyboard on your... Let me just quickly show it. Yeah, this is what it looks like. And basically what I have is if I click on calendar, it opens up my calendar. If I click on new event, I jump into creating a new calendar invite quickly. Let's just say meet entry. Yeah. If I click on Gmail, it opens up my Gmail inbox that are labeled to my attention that are unread. So these are the emails that I have to respond back to, basically. If I click on ChatGPT, opens up ChatGPT. If I click on music, if I click on messages, my text messages show up. If I click on ring light, turns off. If I click on Todoist, my Todoist opens up. If I click on 1Password, my password manager opens up. If I click on edit, there we go. This is how I'm able to quickly save notes. And I also have a Loom. Damn, recording in a second. I click the Loom again, done. And I also have my own Zoom. I'm able to jump on my own Zoom very quickly. I don't want to press it because I might get kicked out of this Zoom. So a very optimal way of the most common ways that I interact with my computer, but in I don't have to do different things, especially with the calendar and the creating events. I use that all the time, jumping to my email inbox. Other thing that I try to do a lot that I focus a lot of attention on is my bookmarks, super optimized. Everything that's here that I use on a daily basis, these are all categorized into perfect folders, tools, things with our VAs, AI tools, our leads, my Leo Academy stuff, all my Facebook ad stuff, and then others, which is very comprehensive, other stuff. So I never lose, I never lose a resource or a website. I always have everything. No. This week, we're looking to set up a trademark. Right away, I went to my trademark folder. I didn't know what trademark websites that I should use. So quick, easy access to all your top websites with bookmarks. My favorite one, which is a fundamental 80-20 Pareto principle. It's huge. Try to apply it to every aspect of my life. 80% of your results come from 20% of your effort. So if that's the case, try to hone in on those things that bring the most results for a small portion of your effort. Continuously doing that. Parkinson's law, however much time you have is how long it takes to get something done. I'm huge about that. It really is true. However much time you have is however long it takes. So, you know, some people have different time horizons. Like, oh, I'm planning on doing this in this quarter. I'm like, this quarter? Bro, I could have done this week. What are you talking about? So always reduce your time that you have to do it. Number 10, hone in on your why. A lot of people always are looking for the hows and the whos. What about the why? Hone in on the why. If you have enough reason to do something, you're more likely to do it. For me, my why is to be the best version I could possibly be, tap into my full potential as much as I possibly could, and make sure my family is growing, and make sure that I'm always giving as much as I possibly could. That's who my essence is. That's I know who I am. I feel very comfortable with that. And I always try to remind myself of my own whys. And the last one is scheduled email checks, or ideally very minimal email checks, but at the very least scheduled email checks at most 2 times a day, but not beyond that. That was a little quick reveal of like general productivity kind of stuff. Nice. Last one, which module would you recommend with regards to Raycast? Raycast is an app. So you just, and it's actually free. So just download it. You don't need to pay the version. So just download, go to raycast.com, I think. Download it. Again, it's a Mac tool. Most people don't need it, but I think it's like a little bit more on the, you're like advanced, I would say. Yeah, it's a little bit more advanced, but it's still cool. All right. Great to still have an amazing group of people here, especially our most loyal. I hope you got value from this. As I always say, thank you to our entire team who dedicate day in, day out. Whitney, Andre, God bless you for everything you do. Bridget, both Bridgets, Kevin, Irfad, Zishan, Sherry, so many others that are part of this. Yeah, thank you to every single one of you. And thanks to you for being here and being part of this. We put our heart into this. Then I appreciate you being here, and please continue joining us and engaging with us inside our lawyer club. And again, call to action. If you haven't booked the time, at least speak to us. You won't regret it. Appreciate you. Happy Friday. We'll see you soon.
And that's a wrap on the Productivity Hack Series. If this helped you, even if one of those tips made you go, damn, I needed that, then just know that this is only scratching the surface of what we do inside of My Legal Academy. If you want us to help implement this inside your law firm, the systems, the automation, the delegation, and the scaling, book a call with our team at mylegalacademy.com. Again, that's mylegalacademy.com. And hey, if this episode helped you, share it with a lawyer friend who's stuck in the grind. Let's help them get their time and their sanity back too. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to The Law Entrepreneur. If you found value in the show, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening. And don't forget to share the episode with a friend. It could help transform their life. To get access to a treasure trove of exclusive free resources for lawyers, go to joinlawyerclub.com. Again, that's joinlawyerclub.com. We'll see you on the next episode.